USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president spending his day down in the battleground state of Florida. The president delivering remarks at the Villages and then Pensacola. Before heading off to Florida, the president analyzes his debate performance.
I thought I did great. There are certain groups of very aggressive people that loved the first debate. But I think this was better. This is obviously a more popular way of doing it. And no, I think, you know, I wanted to play by the rules. I felt very strongly about it. It's two different styles. I'm able to do different styles, you know, if you had to. But this seemed to be much more popular.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson said the FBI requested an interview with Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.